Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The DH, Doug Frauble. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball towards center. Carter settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carter. Molitor scores. Deer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bales covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo bunts towards the mound. Knudsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor bunts towards the mound. Bales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castillo moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Castillo moves to third. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-0 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 0-for-1 in the game. Svyum takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Svyum moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Svyum. The throw from Bando and he is out, Jacoby applying the tag. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Svium settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-1 in the game. Frobel hits a pop-up towards short. Svium settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to third. Mike Felder pinch runs for Greg Brock. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Svium hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer scores. Felder moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to third. Svium moves to second. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a line drive into right field. Snyder picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Felder scores. Svium scores. Riles moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Don Gordon now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Riles moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Deer now playing first base. Mike Felder now playing left field. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braggs is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Felder moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felder moves to third. Sviam moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-2 in the game. Frobel hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning pinch runs for Robin Yount. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Bando reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Bando and he is out, Hinzo applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Fraubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraubel is 0 for 3 in the game. Fraubel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.